You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. I'm gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. I'm gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in boy and girl land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town tonight. Yep. Yes. Do you know him personally? I do.
Yep.
Along with Hanukkah Harry.
Oh, yes.
He's going to bring everybody a pair of socks.
Yep.
A good pair of socks, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was Nat King Cole. Santa Claus is coming to town. That's off. It's Christmas time. And that's her compilation CD. Excuse me. It's out on Laserlight Records.
You know, my mother, who passed away many years ago, was Irish-American, but she was adopted by an Italian couple. And we used to love a song he did called Buon Natale, about this town in Italy where there's the clocks are all broken and something. So the Christmas season is celebrated all year. Buon Natale means Merry Christmas to you.
There you go.
So again, because my mother was actually raised by an Italian-American couple. So there's a classic right there from Nat King Cole.
I was raised by live never mind.
Live wise men, huh?
Yeah. Wolves in the jungle. No, in the forest. Before that, we heard Liza Sinner. I put Lies of a Sinner because it has a little bit of a Christmas theme. You know, people get cold if they are bad people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's by the Jimmy Bez Band, local upcoming person. Really great. Before that, we heard Melody of Carols. It's when it's Christmas time. Debut Brothers Band. Before that, the Lizzie Borden Band, Little Drummer Boy. Before that, Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley. Before that, River on the album Blue by Joni Mitchell. And before that, Gary Hoey, The Ventures, etc., etc., etc. At this time, we're going to pass the spinning disc off to somebody else.
Yeah, it's going to be me, Bob Nelson, here. I want to mention, you know, there are some songs that a lot of people hear this time of year that are not necessarily Christmas or Hanukkah songs. Sleigh Ride, Jingle Bells, Let It Snow, Baby It's Cold Outside. They're winter songs, but you pretty much only hear them during December or something.
They can't be called inclement weather songs.
Or something like that. And, of course, there are some New Year's songs. What Are You Doing New Year's is one of them. Yeah. Ding Dong, Ding Dong by George Harrison.
Not Ding Dong, Ding Dong, The Witch
is Dead. Dead, yes.
And, of course, Auld Lang Syne.
Yes.
And some others as well. New Year's Day by U2.
New Year's Day.
Or something
no,
like
different
that.
Song.
Yeah. So, like I say, there are some songs meant for winter, so that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And there were a lot done by Johnny Winter.
And Johnny Winter, too. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So Winter Wonderland.
Jumpin' Jack
yeah.
Flash.
That's right.
That's what happens when you plug the Christmas tree in and you touch the two metal things.
Oh, that would be from Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some Christmas stuff coming up. The first is a British group called Slade, kind of hard rock.
Oh, yeah.
They had so many hits in England and a few here.
They were originally a skinhead band.
Yep.
And then they turned into a punk glamour band.
The whole glam rock thing.
And they were covered by who?
The Quiet Riot, I think.
Yes,
or,
you got
or
it.
One of those groups.
Yes.
One of those other groups.
Had a big
what
hit.
Was the other one? Yeah.
Come On, Feel the Noise.
That's
and
right.
My Mom, We're All Crazy
they
Now.
They always misspelled a lot of things.
Yes.
So we're going to hear a song from them, and then it's kind of some kids stuff, pretty much, from England. A group called the Tweenies, a group called Fluff Cat, and so on. And I've got some other stuff. Also, Rash of Stabbings, the actual name of the band.
How can you
Providence.
Get more Christmas than that?
That's right. Yeah.
They did a song called A Christmas Song about the true meaning of Christmas, but they just picked that name out of a hat. You know, in terms of, oh, it's Rash of Stabbings in Providence. It sounds like a news headline.
Well, that used to be the, you know.
But do you remember them? That was like 82 or 83, yes.
And when you used to go to the Providence, to the living room, you'd always get
the
stabbed.
The living room, that's right. Oh,
thank goodness they didn't take out the rest of the tag that said dry clean only.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. And some other stuff later. I think we'll have time for it. Like Christmas Spirit featuring members of the Turtles. And then a Christmas club from the Beatles fan club, one of their singles. I'm going to play that. So that's all coming up. I've got almost a half hour's worth, actually.
Here we go.
We got a lot of stuff.
You're listening to Christmas Rocking Happenings on WMFO Medford. Yes. That's 91.5 FM. We are live on the air, and we web stream, and we archive for 2 weeks. And I guess we're going to get this thing going here. We're going to get the thing going, and we'll click on CD Player 1.
Like I say, it's the first one is Slade with Merry Christmas, Everybody.
Here we go.
All right.
Would never end. I know that it's true. I wanna spend this Christmas with you. And when we see the reindeer pull their sleigh, we know that Santa Claus is on his way. And happiness starts, the love of Christmas here in our heart. It's gonna be a white,
cheers. Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Some stuff from Britain all there in the Christmas mode. That was the Wombles before that with Wombling Merry Christmas, which was a big hit over there. These little furry creatures that were on children's television.
How furry?
Very furry. Excuse me.
Ooh, I got one in my pocket.
Should have cleared my throat there. Featuring Mike Batt and Chris Spedding, who's fairly well known, actually. Also in there, The Tweenies. That's a children's show over in the UK. And I Believe in Christmas. That was a big hit as well. From Northwest England, Maryport, England, Fluff Cat and the Rock Kittens with White, White Christmas. And we started off, as we mentioned, with Slade and Merry Christmas, Everybody. And I've got some more stuff lined up. I'm actually going to go to an American duo, Homer and Jethro. They were comedians, and they did a lot of song spoofs, like Weird Al Yankovic and everything. And they used to do commercials for cornflakes. Ooh, that's corny. Sort of corny humor.
Were they on a TV show? All right.
They were on a whole bunch of things. They were on the Johnny Cash Show. They were probably on the Beverly Hillbillies. They were probably on Hee Haw.
Yes, one of these types of things.
Homer Haynes and Jethro Burns. And Jethro Burns played the mandolin and did some stuff with Steve Goodman. Steve Goodman did A Dying Cub Fan's Last Request. He, of course, wrote City of New Orleans and a lot of other great things.
The Linkin Park Pirates.
Linkin Park Pirates. That was Steve Goodman, yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, Jethro Burns did do some stuff there late in both of their lives. So we're going to play that. And I've got some other stuff, as I mentioned. What do you guys want to say? Anything to comment on or what? What do you got?
Well, first of all, Happy Hanukkah. It is now after sundown.
Yep.
And everybody lit their first candle and very happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're going to play this, but you actually have played a song, Don't Let the Light Go Out.
I have it.
That's right.
I am going to play that by Peter Paul and Mary. Yeah.
Our number here is 855-915-9636. WMFO.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's 855-915-9636.
Yeah.
Hoping everybody has a nice, safe Christmas. They're driving safely, and you know, not drinking and driving. He talked in the PSA, taking the keys away.
Exactly, yeah. You definitely be sure to do that.
He just lost a woman in Malden the other day, unfortunately.
Yes, and it's very tough with things like black ice as well. There was that tragedy down on the Cape where two of the hockey players, teenage hockey players, and it doesn't help when you're drinking, certainly. No. So definitely take the keys away from someone.
No drinking, no texting.
Oh, yeah,
pay attention
definitely.
To the road. You know, the officers are out there to help you and save you, so...
Watch out for black ice and don't play Vanilla Ice.
Oh, exactly.
Ooh.
You know, I was going
to
mention...
Which was a great song by Queen. Yeah. He stole the rights to that song from Queen.
Okay.
It was...
Pressure. Boom, boom,
Under
boom,
Pressure,
boom,
right,
boom,
boom. Which with the late David Bowie.
That's right.
And, of course, members of Queen. And, I mean...
Ice Baby.
Yeah. I wanted to mention briefly about some current movies. I'm reminded of it because there's actually a novelty song called It's a Technicolor Christmas When You're Jewish because the movie houses never close. I've seen a couple movies recently. I saw Bad Santa 2, which is very rude, so don't take the kids to that. But I saw Manchester by the Sea, which was filmed on the North Shore, and there's one scene where they're kind of walking next to a cemetery. My house is in the background, literally.
I thought you were going to say your grave was in the background.
No,
that'd be kind of tough.
I do live across from a cemetery in Beverly. It's true. But
Quiet Neighbors.
Very interesting movie. It's got a lot of Oscar nominations, I believe, and Casey Affleck and a bunch of other different people, and filmed all over the North Shore.
Well, that is the second movie in a month.
Yeah.
Done in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
well,
Patriots Day.
I believe Patriots Day is playing only in Boston and Revere, and I think in a couple of weeks it's going to go to other areas as well. That's also well done. I can tell you for a fact, one of my coworkers, two of my coworkers, their nephews were the ones, the Norden brothers, that each lost their legs.
Yeah.
And I saw a great documentary about the marathon bombings, and I saw one of my coworkers visiting him in the hospital. So some of us do know people that were very much affected by the bombings, and despite all that, we still triumph. They don't mess with our city. Don't mess with our you-know-what city. I won't say the word.
David Ortiz stood up for our city. And
exactly.
The rest of the country stood up and listened, and the powers that be let him be himself.
Exactly. And that is in the movie, as I understand it.
Yes.
He recreated it. That's right. Plus, so it's supposed to be a really good movie.
I heard that some people, obviously, you know, they're not going to let Mark Wahlberg off the hook because he's a local guy.
Yeah.
They said there was some liberties taken in the movie because he wasn't there at, you know, way how it ended in the
there
end.
Was
the
cop, there was a
blowing up the cop cars and stuff. That didn't happen.
There was certainly a cop who actually died later on. So there actually was a fifth victim. And I don't think he's even mentioned in there.
Well, that was recently.
I was also told that somebody that was prominent, I think it was the gentleman that lost his legs, I think.
Yeah.
That there's going to be a separate movie just about him.
Oh, okay.
And he is not featured in this movie.
Yeah.
And there's going to be two other movies are in production.
One of the victims was Officer Sean Collier, who I believe was a Salem State graduate. He was shot at the MIT campus. And if you're ever on Vassar Street in Cambridge, you'll see the MIT police headquarters. And they've got a big thing there saying end of watch. And it gives the date when he passed on.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to become, I believe, a Somerville cop.
Yes.
And he was just about to do that. And then
gave it to him what they call post.
Right. Yeah. But MIT definitely honored him.
Yeah.
And there were two great songs that were dedicated to There were a lot of songs in Boston, but the two big ones that come to mind are Dream On, which Steven Tyler and Joe Perry did with the California Children's Choir, and of course, Strong, a Boston anthem with Amanda Carr and Charlie Farron. And
In addition, there's another one that Jordan Rich was playing, Linda Chorney, and it's called Martin. It's about the little 8-year-old who passed on. That's another great one. You can find that online.
But you got to watch the videos, too.
Yes,
not just
definitely.
Hear the music, because the videos are very, very, very strong. And the Dream On actually showed Team Martin out there.
Yes.
And, you know, Strong of Boston Anthem showed all about Boston.
Definitely right.
And Amanda Card and Charlie Farron both spoke about it when they were on the show.
Right. So, like I mentioned, there's some interesting movies out there. Some people might be catching them this weekend. You have a long weekend or something. And next weekend, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I know I'm going up to Rockport for New Year's Rockport Eve, and there's got to be other things going on. I'm sure First Night in Boston is going to have a whole bunch of things.
And James Montgomery is performing
next. He's playing the Vittorio Rocci Post over on Brimble Ave, right off 128 in Beverly. That's on New Year's Eve. So let's get back to the music. Homer and Jethro with June Carter Cash. There actually is a video of them doing this on a Johnny Cash show, but this is the studio version. So here's Homer and Jethro, June Carter Cash. You won't hear this on the big station down the dial that does all Christmas. And it's a shame because it's pretty funny. And this one here, right? Here it is. Baby, it is cold outside. CD1, right?
Got to turn that off and turn it back on again.
No, over here. The black button and then the red button.
Oh, I see. Like this. There we go. Oh, wrong one.
That's okay.
Actually, no, I take it back. It's the other one. There we go. There it is. Bye-bye.
I got to get home, Fatters. I can't stay here all night.
It's kind of cold out there, Jim.
Yep, it sure is.
I ain't a-fixin' to stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta get away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd fall
very
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, are just like
Mommy
feet.
Mommy will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your hurry.
And you'll get the shotgun
if
now.
If he does, we'll have to leave town.
Really, I'd better
have
hurry.
A drink, watch your
Maybe
hurry.
Maybe just a half a jug
Put
more.
Some Eddie Arnold records on while I pour.
The neighbors might be.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this here drink?
That ain't sarsaparilla either.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyeballs are popping out now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hair, your hat looks swell.
I want to say no, no,
mind
sir.
If we move in closer?
Least I'm putting up a good
boy,
fight.
Boy, this black eye sure is a sight.
Really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. Oh, but it's cold outside.
I'll pick it warm, Jethro.
baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The weatherman says,
how lucky that you fell
it
in.
It would be fair.
That ain't soap chips falling out
Sister
there.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look like pedals.
Pedals?
Yeah, bicycle pedals.
My brother will be waiting at the door.
Hope he won't be too
and
sore.
And Sherry's mind is
gosh,
anxious.
Your lips are delicious.
Give me the key to that
never
door.
Never such a terrible blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You boys have been great.
We'd just like to hold your
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
I'll be told to
think of my lifelong
sorrow. At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and die.
I really can stay.
Your antifreeze won't hold out.
Oh,
baby, it's cold outside.
Been so long. Christmas time again.
Christmas is my time of year.
Paul McCartney here. I'd just like to wish you everything you wish yourselves for Christmas.
This is John Lennon saying on behalf of the Beatles, have a very happy Christmas and a good new year.
George Harrison speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing a very merry Christmas, listeners everywhere.
This is Ringo Starr, and I'd just like to say merry Christmas and a really happy new year to all listeners.
Christmas time's o'er, and your bonny plaid is through. It'll be bristling to you, people. All the best from me to you. When the beastie draggle in to the hill and the glen, I'll be strutting out my tether to your arms once back again. Buck away.
There's the Beatles. The Beatles on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Bob Nelson with you on the, what, Christmas, what's happening? What's the full
Christmas
time again?
Christmas Rockin' Happening.
Christmas Rockin' Happening, yeah. Show. There we go. The Beatles, 1967 fan club single. Christmas Time is here again. Also, Christmas Spirit featuring the Turtles. That was called Christmas Is My Time of Year. And yeah, Chip Douglas, who worked with both the Turtles and the Monkees, was a co-writer of that. The Monkees did a version of it with their fan club, and so did the Christmas Spirit featuring the Turtles. Flo and Eddie there doing some great vocals. That was from the mid-70s. Rash of Stabbings from Providence, Rhode Island, a Christmas song. True story of Christmas there. And Rent-A-Group from out of England. It's Gonna Be a Merry Christmas Day. Also going back to, well, about the 70s on that one. And I've got a couple songs coming up from Daisy Nell and Captain Stan. There is, I've mentioned before, next Saturday night in Rockport, 6 to midnight, there's going to be a whole bunch of things. New Year's Rockport Eve. They're going to have magicians, various types of music, even sea shanties. They have a whole bunch of people doing that. You just go around from place to place. And Daisy Nell and Captain Stan are going to be doing two shows in a row there as part of that. They have a CD out called Snow on the Roof. And we're going to hear the title track. And also Tilly and the Pirates. And that's a children's book that Daisy Nell wrote as well, based on that. So again, Daisy Nell and Captain Stan, among the acts playing next Saturday night in Rockport. Great celebration.
And I just got some messages. David Breen.
Yep.
Wishes everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Hello to David, Captain David, and all the various things he plays, all the various shows he does.
Ted Solovikos and Rosemary Rose also.
Yep. That's great, yeah.
And
got Sanity a Claus.
Insanity Claus?
Yeah.
He does Father Christmas, right? Ted and Rosemary have done that. Yep, exactly.
Got a few different great songs coming up.
Yeah, so I'm going to do two songs from Daisy Nell and Captain Stan, and then it should be Aaron's turn. So yeah.
Right, and matter of fact, while you're a New Year's Rockport Eve.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Boston has moved their fireworks from the harbor to Copley.
Copley Square?
Copley Square.
Really?
Okay. So the fireworks for New Year's Eve will be at Copley Square.
Okay.
I know one year I used to go to see Rocky Horror in Harvard Square, and I came out of work, and the fireworks would come, you know, it was New Year's Eve, and so I could see them going off as I was heading into
town. It sounds like it's going to be more lit displays than actual things shooting off into the sky and landing on people's roofs and starting, you know, big flame.
That'd be more like something from Mary Poppins.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I had heard there were no fireworks.
No, I really? Actually read it yesterday. They said there were going to be fireworks.
Where did you read that? I'm just...
The Globe. A Globe.
Yep.
The Globe.
That's right. Yep.
The Globe, yes.
Yep. So,
due to financial restrictions, they've moved it to Copley.
But that's weird in Copley, though, because, yeah, you're right. Were they going to do set the church roof on fire or something?
Maybe they're going down to little lady fingers and sparklers.
One thing about First Night, by the way, is it was founded as a sober celebration. The whole family can take part.
First one.
The first one. And a lot of other cities followed suit, and they had to pay a fee to use the name. So the one in Rockport, it's the same sort of deal. Rockport is literally a dry town.
Yeah.
So I think if you go to a restaurant, you can BYOB if you wish. But it's great because you don't have to worry about, you know, people driving drunk or something like that. So Rockport, in that sense, it's going to be, it's a real family celebration. And people stay up. And what they do in Rockport is they have a fire engine, and they lift up the ladder, and they drop the ball just like New Year. They count down, and they do that right in the middle of this little town of Rockport.
I thought they'd drop one of the politicians.
In Essex County, yeah.
I think Worcester does it too, don't they?
Worcester, yeah. Yes. And they drop a giant Super Bowl.
You know? Yeah. There you go.
And Beverly used to end, they used to end at midnight, and then they started doing about 7:30. We'll call it Christmas in Europe, and everyone wants to go and have their own parties or watch the Stooges or whatever they're doing on TV or something. So Beverly cuts theirs early, but Rockport stays till midnight.
There you go.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay, they don't even drink.
We're almost ready. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to sneak any bottles in or something. Well, like I say, it's a BYOB type of town, I guess.
Yeah.
But you can enjoy it.
Bring your own buddy.
But at least they drop your balls.
Gloucester's not dry, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Gloucester's right next to it, I'm sure.
Makes up. Stop first before you get into Rockport.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so Daisy Nell and Captain Stan, they play all around the North Shore. We'd like to get them on WMWM, maybe MFO as well. We saw their wonderful daughter there, Miranda Russell, at the Larkham Theater. And then I saw this duo, like I mentioned, Daisy and Captain, at the One World Coffee House in Essex. So this one's title track from the new CD, Snow on the Roof, and then Tilly and the Pirates. And then we'll turn things over to Aaron. Okay, get ready, and top one, bottom one, top, bottom one. Here we go. Daisy Nell and Captain Stan on WMFO.
I'm the skipper of this old ship. We're a pair, yes, she's a keeper. But my wife, she's my mate, and I love her, that I know. I have sailed for all the world, but they say it's time to leave her. And I say, what the hey, I got plenty years to go. There may be snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the chimney. 50 years, yes, it's true, I've been sailing on the bay. So now, love, long and true, will you have what I can give ye? Will you take this old salt and some pepper with the gray? Some folks say the sea is a mighty roaring master, and I say that I know when to heave my vessel to. And I know that my gal will be ready when I ask her, lady dear, come with me, it is time to be with you. There may be snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the chimney. 50 years, yes, it's true, I've been sailing on the bay. So now, love, long and true, will you have what I can give ye? Will you take this old salt and some pepper with the gray? A life on the sea, I have been from storm to anchor, but my dearie, oh my dear, has been steady at my side. Don't have time to linger long, but I think I know the answer. Shall we dance one more time while we're waiting for the tide? There may be snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the chimney. 50 years, yes, it's true, I've been sailing on the bay. So now, love, long and true, will you have what I can give ye? Will you take this old salt and some pepper with the gray? I'm the skipper, this old ship, we're a pair, yes, she's a keeper, but my wife, she's my mate, and I love her, that I know. I have sailed for all the world, but they say it's time to leave her, and I say, what the hey, I got plenty years to go.
There may be snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the chimney. 50 years, yes, it's true, I've been sailing on the bay. So now, love long and true, will you have what I can give ye? Will you take this old salt and some pepper with the gray? There may be snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the chimney. 50 years, yes, it's true, I've been sailing on the bay. So now, love long and true, will you have what I can give ye? Will you take this old salt and some pepper with the gray? Will you take this old salt and some pepper with the gray?
WMFO Medford.
The brigantine Redbird, her own. She sailed the salt seas where the wind and tide drove her, with a crew of old sea dogs who were true to the bone. Molly Fellini, she prowled by the dockside, a swashbuckling pirate who'd give you the creeps. Dreaming and scheming with her stocking cap cockeyed, planning to rob Tilly's loot while she sleeps.
Tilly, hoist up the anchor, follow Mad Molly wherever she goes. Sail where you must, Tilly, Redbird will track her to end this small pirate.